MTV Cast.
Josh Yule calling in here. Finished the 300. On to the 750. But when I got to the trailhead, realized pretty much totally out of water. There wasn't really any water at the trailhead, and there's a long ways before water. And on top of that, I only have about 1,000 calories to get me a pretty long way. So I'm on the highway, riding into Superior. Not a detour I wanted to make, but need to make it so I can have some food for the next leg. Yeah, hopefully going to make it a quick turnaround and get back on the trail. That 300 is hard. Props to everybody out there. Can't believe I'm going to do another, how many miles is that? 400 miles or whatever it is. More on top of this, but I got to be in the Grand Canyon in a few days, so got to get going. Bye.
Hi, it's Paul Wissenbeck calling in on the 750. Well, I'm a little tired, but I finished the 300 with Liz tonight. She's moving on. I'm going to move on too, but at a slower pace. And wow, that was a tough day. One tough day. It felt like I was in an oven all day. And then the wind would blow a little bit. That felt nice for a couple of minutes. And then it felt like I was in a convection oven. So that was a tough day. But boy, that section through Martinez Canyon coming from the Gila River, we stopped and soaked in the river for a minute. And then that section is just absolutely beautiful. I did that at night last year on the 300. And it was kind of cool with the silhouettes as it got a little bit lighter. You could see a little bit. But this year was absolutely beautiful, amazing, but also amazingly hot. And I was again suffering from the heat, but boy, what a great day. Tough day for me, physically exhausting. And I'm just going to kind of poke my way along towards resupply in the morning. I didn't feel like going into Superior. I have enough calories to make it a little further. So anyway, that's my update for today. Hope everybody out there is safe. Oh, also, reached into my pocket, pull out my phone to take a picture today, and found that my phone had reset itself. So I've lost everything, including all the pictures I took before this. So that was really exciting. But on a positive note, I don't have to manage the battery life so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, what's up there, everybody out there dot watching on that AZT Trail 750 2019. This is your old pal, Jay Doobies. It's Easter Sunday. Holy shit, man. Let me tell you a story. Can't even imagine it, right? Fucking hub, slowly dying, a slow death. Started days ago climbing up Lemon, and it was just dragging. And I frantically reached out to every mobile bike mechanic in the Phoenix area. Got a guy to come out this morning to picket post and swap bearings, not once, but twice in my wheel, only to have it really still not fix the problem. And I just got a wheel from your homeboys over there at Roca Roja, flat tire shop. And I am single speeding again. Tell you what, we're out here celebrating Sleep Deprivation Awareness Week and the Melanoma Festival 2019. I'm going to catch you later. Catch me on track, leaders, if you want to get at me.
Hey, it's Dylan Gonda. It's about 11 o'clock at night on the 21st. Just went down the sketchy descent towards the trailhead just outside of that town. It starts with a K. Wow, everything I had prepared is now blank meat. Anyways, it was a sketchy descent. My nerves are pretty shot. Felt good today. I'm just really frustrated. Time's slipping away from me. I'm not getting the miles that I need to. But just got to keep riding, keep pushing, see what tomorrow brings. Going to try to get a few hours of sleep here. Kermie, is that the name of the town? I think Kermie. Maybe Ryan's there. Get some food. And then keep pushing, I guess. this race is killing me. But hope everyone else is having a good time. Like,